Photos have gone viral of men at an Iron County drill site dressed in fatigues, wearing sunglasses with assault rifles draped over their chests. State Senator Bob Jouk says this is escalating fear.
Citizens really are upset in northern Wisconsin when our forests are being patrolled by these masked soldiers. One has to wonder why they're masked, carrying military assault weapons like mercenaries in a time of war.
Although the security guards are at Iron County drill sites, one drill hole was in Ashland County. Ashland County Sheriff Mick Brennan says he doesn't see the need for the assault rifles.
Yeah, it always concerns law enforcement anytime we have anybody that is carrying a firearm, open carry or not.
But GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says a June 11th raid at a drill site by 15 masked people, which resulted in $2,000 in damage and four criminal charges against one person, is reason enough.
When we didn't have security, our people were attacked and our equipment was destroyed. And I would suggest that when we've had security, our people have not been attacked and our equipment has not been destroyed. And I would appreciate, you know, Senator Jouk could speak out against the violent criminals who are in the North Woods from other places, we suspect, in his district.
Jouk did condemn that raid. He and Representative Janet Bewley of Ashland are writing a letter asking GTAC to remove the security force to a more appropriate level. The guards have bulletproof securities labels on their vehicles and arm patches. The firm's website says it's based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.